Unaccompanied alien children welcomed at Texas Detention Center with hot meals, soccer games. By Penny Starr on April 1, 2021. Hundreds of male unaccompanied alien children, UAC, were welcomed this week at the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio, Texas. With clothes, hot meals, and soccer cleats and set loose to play soccer on the arena grounds. The Coliseum, a sports and concert venue that has been shuttered because of the coronavirus pandemic, is now a temporary home for children who were allowed to come into the United States by the Biden administration. The minors are part of an ongoing flow of illegal aliens taking advantage of open borders and catch-and-release policies. The first 500 arrived earlier this week with elected officials touring the facility, which they said was spare but sanitary and humane. The San Antonio Express News reported in a way to further the Biden administration's message that there is no crisis at the U.S. border with Mexico. The 497 migrant children, ages 13 to 17, were transferred from detention facilities along the border operated by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Those temporary holding centers have been overwhelmed by a spike in unaccompanied children fleeing violence and poverty in Central America. About 500 more children are expected Thursday, Howard said. Bexar County reached agreement with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to house up to 2,400 children at Freeman until May 30. Hundreds of additional children are expected to be housed temporarily in a vacant dormitory at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland. This may not be the Marriott Resort, but it's clean. It's air-conditioned, it's climate-controlled, Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf said in the article. We are doing everything we can to make sure we take care of these kids in a safe environment. Wolf said officials set up three outdoor soccer fields at the arena and praised the minors from coming to the United States. Remember, they came up over 1,000 miles from the southern border of Mexico to make their way to the United States, Wolf said. These are good, good kids. These teenagers will be transferred to the custody of Health and Human Services, which will release them inside the country to relatives or sponsors. HHS has come under fire, including during the Obama era's catch-and-release policy at the border and when Donald Trump was president, for losing track of the minors once they are released from federal custody. The news report said that separate quarters were set up for those who tested positive for the coronavirus and some of the boys have already been placed there. The minors are supposed to stay at detention centers for no more than a few days, but at other places where they are being held they are being kept much longer. The only scheduled event at the Coliseum is a Judas Priest concert in October, according to its website. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.